Hi everyone, I'm Dr. White. Here we are again for another opportunity to be hashtag Christ focused together. Every week I have shared with you when I come before you, it is only after I have spent time asking the Father what it is that He would have for you and for me every single week. I ask Him to help me look at my week and my journey, and are there spiritual nuggets that I need to learn that I can share and pass on as I'm learning them? Or are there things that He knows that my listeners and watchers need in that week? Well, this week, our church is doing something called Pray First. And every single week we are, guess what, praying. This coming week, I have the opportunity to present the meditation. And the topic that I have to present a meditation is praying through scripture. I chose it because you guys know me, I love scripture. So as I was preparing and I was looking through God's word and I was writing things down, I began to ask, Lord, what is it during my week that you would want me to share? And I think God has a sense of humor, because what happened this morning is I get dressed and I'm saying to the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about today? Guess what I'm wearing? Pray. So I said, okay, Lord, I submit. We're going to talk about prayer. But we're going to specifically talk about praying through scripture. Now, as I started off talking about my passion for knowing God's word and loving it, which is why I'm holding it right here, the very first part of praying God's word is knowing God's word. So, point one, we need to open these beautiful, did you hear the rustling? The beautiful pages of His word, and begin to touch it. If it's electronically, that's okay. But we begin to touch it, we begin to know it, we begin to understand it, we begin to digest it. Because what happens is when we know God's word and understand God's word, then we're able to use God's word and apply God's word. Now, how powerful is that? If someone gives you something, and they say there is truth riddled all in here. If you want to know how to deal with your children, your husband, your workplace, global pandemic, crises, all you got to do is look here. And then someone gives you this gift and you begin to open it. You begin to read it. You begin to understand it. You begin to digest it. Then you close it and then you're able to apply it and use it in your life right in that moment. So first point is, in order to pray effectively, we need to know what God's word says first. So you're probably thinking, well, I don't get it. If I read a passage in the book of Psalm about He's my shepherd, what does that have to do with me praying? I'm so glad you asked. You can have a praise of thanksgiving in your prayer. That, Father, I know that your word says these things. I know that your word talks about you being a shepherd. I know that your word talks about you being a God who heals. And I know your name as it is in scripture. You begin to pray these things back to a heavenly Father. And what a beautiful, beautiful sound I'm sure it makes to His ears. Second, context. You knew I was going to say that. All of you who are with me every week, you knew I was going there. Context is so, so important. We don't want to take a passage of scripture and then say that we're going to use this passage, we're going to pray this for prosperity, or we're going to pray this for longevity, or we're going to pray this for a blessing. Because we have to keep in mind that some of the things that we take out of context had nothing even to do with a prayer about ourselves. It may have been something that God was speaking to His chosen people specifically. It may have been something that He was speaking against. And so we need to know what God loves. We need to know what God hates so that our prayers can then be aligned with the things that He loves and the things that He despises. If we don't understand what we're reading, keep reading. Doesn't that sound kind of weird? If you don't understand, keep doing it. The beauty is, as you begin to pray and you say, Lord, I just don't get Genesis 24. What does that mean about Abraham was old, advanced in age? Keep reading it. Keep asking God for understanding. I would ask to put your electronic version away and then begin to look in the margins of your Bible. Let me get close. Now, I do the inductive Bible study, so my Bible's really all marked up, which is a beautiful thing. But these margins, guess what they are? They're cross-references. Cross-references to understand the Bible. Use the Bible to understand the Bible. So as you are journeying through God's word and you're like, I don't understand what that means, begin to first look at the cross-reference. The commentaries, I don't want you to pick up until the very end. You need to do the work first before you look at the answer sheet. And let me keep this in mind. The answer sheet that I'm referring to, the commentaries, are written by men or women, and that's their homework, their deduction, their assumptions. And so sometimes even the most scholarly theologians may interpret scripture differently than the next, which is why you study for yourself. So now we've talked about knowing what God's word says. We've talked about understanding God's word in the proper context. The part B of the proper context, I've said before, sometimes you have to read ahead and sometimes you have to read behind, which means if you're looking at a passage, you just can't read one verse and say, okay, I know what it means. I'm going to do the exegesis on it. I'm going to look up the words and find out what they mean. Because sometimes you have to read the entire passage, maybe the entire chapter, maybe the entire book. I've shared frequently in the past few weeks with many of you that my daughters and I have been doing this deep, deep, deep dive in the book of Esther. And it's been fascinating to get to Esther and around chapter 4 and 5, where, you know, we see this famous unrolling of for such a time as this as a passage that's repeated over and over and over. But to really understand that passage and then to understand if I perish, I perish, you really have to read the whole book. It's only 10 chapters, and the 10th chapter is probably two verses, but it is a beautiful read, a beautiful story of God's hand, even though his voice you don't hear. Powerful. And so as you begin to read, as you begin to understand the context, then now you can begin to pray the scriptures. So let's just take Esther. In that passage, understanding that her cousin said to her also, we'll say Mordecai said to her that even if you don't do something, God already has a plan and it's going to get done either way. So your prayer could be, Lord, I understand that you may have called me for a purpose. And Father, I don't want to mess up that purpose because I know if it's your purpose, it's going to get done whether or not I'm a participant or not. Father, direct my eyes and my mind and my heart to know what it is that you've called me to do. Do you see what I've just done there? I prayed the scriptures. I've been able to pray God's word in the context of understanding his will for my life. Or maybe, example, I was just talking to my sister right before this video, and I was in prayer for her because she was having a hard day at work. And so we began to talk together about God's word and praying God's word. And I reminded her about Job, and I reminded her about what Satan said about Job, and reminding her that in her prayer, that she can have confidence in knowing who she is, who God created her to be, and then be able to pray those things to God. and with an understanding of what Job may have gone through, may not be what she's going through, but an understanding about what a hard time looks like, an understanding about what trial, what devastation. And so praising God that I don't have boils, praising God that I don't have these things. I praise you, Lord, that I don't have to go through that to recognize who you are. There are so many, many stories, so many accounts, so much wisdom, so many promises. A beautiful love story about Christ. Christ is all throughout this entire book from Genesis to Revelation. I've said that before. In every single book. And we may do a video seeing Christ throughout the entire Bible. But for today's purposes, I want you to hold on to something. Hold on to God's word, because you can pray God's word through your circumstances. You can pray God's word through your praises. The book of Psalm is so beautiful because there's praise him, and you can pray those praises back to him. Sing a new song, the psalmist says. And so your prayer could be, Lord, help me sing a new song. Father, I know that your mercies are new, and they're new every morning. Lord, help me to see the morning. Do you see what I'm doing? I'm taking his word and I'm praying it. Do you know what the end result of all this is in your life specifically right now, today? As you begin to pray the scriptures, you then begin to have a better appreciation and fall all the way back in love with God again, because you're talking about his attributes as you're praying. You're remembering his promises as you're praying. Oh, what a wonderful place to be. If you're in trial, if you're in joy, to be able to pray the scriptures and you keep him center. That's so important. Why? Many of our prayers become a little slanted to us, don't they? Opposed to be centered with him. And so today, I want to encourage you, pick this up, electronic. I'm trying to tell you to use the beautiful pages so you can see the cross references. Study that passage, that book, that chapter. And then after you have that time, then just begin to close your eyes, sit in his presence, and begin to pray. Until next time.